Podcast Power of Power Nation. This is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. I'm very grateful to have these opportunities to guest host a show I have long admired. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and I'm very glad to have here as my own special featured guest, Giuseppe Vaffanciullo, who's an expert in medicine and a man of great wisdom. I want to observe that the coronavirus was used as a cover for promoting mail-in balloting. Notice the Democrats are not only pushing testing, but they're pushing mail-in ballots. Even third world countries don't use mail-in ballots because they're aware that they're amenable to graft and corruption, which occurred in spades in this instant. We're getting so many reports and revelations about this election and how it was stolen on a massive scale that it's difficult to keep up. Let me cite a few recent developments. A Chicago clerk illegally gave Dominion a $32 million contract, breaking state law in the process. This was a fellow by the name of David Orr, who was close to the Chicago Democratic Socialists of America since the 1980s, a regular at the annual Democratic Socialists of America dinner organized Eugene V. Debs, Norman Thomas, Michael Harrington. He was the clerk of Cook County, and he arranged things to guarantee that Dominion voting machines would have control of the vote in Cook County, one of the largest counties in the United States in terms of voting. All roads lead back to Chicago. The voting system, ES&S, based in Nebraska, filed a federal complaint that Cook County, Chicago, chose an uncertified news system, now known as the infamous Dominion 5.5, with a $32 million contract and a fake request for proposals long before they were even certified, which has caused the election system software ES&S to sue over the awarding of the contract. David Orr ran Chicago for 28 years from the inside, gave Dominion a 10-year contract breaking state rules. This was his big middle finger to Republicans just before he retired in December of 2018. Where Dominion was awarded the contract before their new program was finally approved. Now, for those who are unaware, the Dominion voting system is highly unusual. It's not only designed with the ability to switch votes, it's designed with the ability to delete votes, and it, unlike other voting systems, has a printer as a component, so it can actually print or alter ballots. In fact, this is the reason why Dominion can be very successful in concealing its manipulation of the vote, because if you do an audit with a Dominion outcome, it will give you a tabulation that corresponds to the count of the vote, where you won't be able to see how many votes were manipulated and switched. We just went through this here in Wisconsin, where I reside, just 10 miles south of Madison. We did a recount in Wisconsin, and there was a correspondence between the tabulated vote and the hand ballot count. But that doesn't mean that it was legitimate. That doesn't mean it was honest. Dominion is very sophisticated, which is why they prefer to use Dominion for the theft of elections. Now, in this instance, Dominion was used in 30 different states, including all of the battleground states. An alert election official in Michigan noticed a 6,000 vote glitch, where 6,000 votes that had been cast for Trump were given to Biden. Well, there are over 80 counties in Michigan. There are over 150 in Pennsylvania. Just for the sake of a hypothetical illustration, suppose we assume each of the 30 states had 100 counties. If there were a 6,000 vote glitch in each of those counties, we're talking about 18 million votes. And since they're taking away from Trump and giving to Biden, they're actually affecting 36 million. Now, most of this vote theft was taking place in the major cities like Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Detroit, Michigan, related areas where there's lots of those, Atlanta, Georgia. As Richard Sharnan, a brilliant statistician, pointed out to me long ago, if you're going to steal an election, you have to steal it where there are the most voters. But the fact is there were so many anomalies taking place here that it's been exposed for the theft of the election that it represents. Here's an account, for example, from Michigan. The vote counts were not normal. The complaint against Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer marks the beginning of Sidney Powell's lawsuit against the state. Some of the allegations are repeated claims from Michigan and other states where Republican challengers were unable to meaningfully observe the removal of a mail-in ballot from the envelope, which is the only opportunity you have to compare the signature on the envelope with the signature of the voter from their voting records. Once you take the ballot out of the envelope, it's no longer possible to verify. And where workers were instructed to backdate ballots to make them eligible even after the deadline had occurred. Other claims, however, are newer. Expert witness Russell James Ramsla Jr., for example, works the Allied Security Operations Group. In the past, he's worked with NASA and MIT. Rumlin said there were four physically impossible spikes, totaling almost 385,000 ballots, allegedly processed in a combined interval of 2 hours and 38 minutes. He concluded that Dominion alone is responsible for the injection or fabrication of 290,000 illegal votes in Michigan that must be disregarded. This is nearly twice the number of ballots by which Biden is leading Trump, which is approximately 150,000 votes. Dr. Navid Kishavarnia has a PhD in engineering and technology, received advanced training from the CIA and NSA and DHS. In his sworn testimony, he says he believes USB memory cards were used to facilitate administrative backdoor access to disrupt polling operations and impact ballot counting across Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Wisconsin. He also said after detailed analysis of the New York Times data, in his expert judgment, the vote count distribution in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia are not based on normal system operation. Instead, they are caused by fraudulent electronic manipulation of the targeted voting machines. Another affidavit was submitted by someone whose name and personal information was redacted, but an electronic intelligence analyst with extensive experience as a white hat hacker used by some of the top election specialists in the world. We even have a tweet about an affidavit from Dr. Krishava Nath, described by the New York Times in the past as the smartest man in the room, a 35-year cybersecurity expert for DIA, CIA, NSA, and DOD, who concludes that the 2020 election data was altered, resulting in hundreds of thousands of Trump votes to be transferred to Biden. In other words, there was massive vote theft taking place here. And if you pause and think about it, isn't it obvious on its face? This man, Joe Biden, who campaigned from his basement, who's cognitively incompetent, who's known for his verbal gaffes, who in three times of running for president had not won a single primary or a single caucus until South Carolina, when Google came to his aid by sending out notifications to voters they knew would support Biden, where Dr. Robert Epstein, who's the editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, has testified before the Congress over a year ago now that Google was deeply involved in 2016 by sending out selective voter reminders that produced between 2.4 and 10.6 million votes for Hillary Clinton in 2016, which still was not enough to overcome the massive outpour for Trump, that they were responsible in 2018 for the Democrats retaking the House, and that the way they were gearing up for 2020, they were responsible for giving 15 to 20 million additional votes to the Democratic Party. But think about it. Who had any interest in Joe Biden? He couldn't get anyone. He couldn't get 10 people to a rally. When Donald Trump came to Kenosha, which is only a couple hours' drive from where I reside here in Wisconsin, there were citizens lined up for five blocks to greet him. When Joe Biden came to Kenosha, there was one school teacher to meet him. In Duluth, where I resided for 19 years as a member of the faculty on the Duluth campus of the University of Minnesota, when Joe Biden held a rally in the Carpenters Union Hall, there were 12 people there, including his security detail. Donald Trump was elsewhere in the state, drawing tens upon tens of thousands of voters. And why would this guy be expected to draw any voters when he's campaigning on support for Antifa and Black Lives Matter, looting, rioting, arson, and defunding the police? Can there have ever been a less promising campaign platform than defund the police in American history? Remember, too, the Democratic virtual convention was okay, but it paled in comparison to the Republican. C-SPAN had an open call line for Democrat and Republican voters after the Democratic convention. And nearly every Republican who called in declared they were going to vote for Donald Trump. It was so embarrassing. They had to change the call in to Trump versus Biden to get any Biden supporters on the air. There was no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. Even as far back as December, Rasmussen conducted a poll of black likely voters, 40% of whom declared they were going to vote for Donald Trump. Similarly with Latinos, who are alarmed by the fact that Kamala Harris is promoting a socialist agenda. Well, they've been there. They've done that. They know the horrors of socialism. They gave Trump overwhelming support in Florida. Meanwhile, a Newsmax McLaughlin poll shows two-thirds of the nation backs Trump on the recount. 67% of likely voters backed Trump's recounts, where the vote margins in the race were with Biden were 1% or closer, which applies to states like Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Despite the close contest, 65% of Americans say the election will ultimately be decided honestly, but fully a third of all voters, 35%, said there was significant fraud. This seems to be a very disturbing and high number for the country that always prided itself to be the world's leading democracy, observed pollster John McLaughlin. The highest level of fraud concerns are among Trump voters at 70% and Republicans at 65%. Here are the results from the breakdown. 94% of Republicans blame most of the voter fraud on the recent election on the Democrats, while 6% say Republicans were behind it. Actually, it was Dominion voting machines. 51% of those polls say voter fraud is a problem in big Democratic-run cities, compared to 49% who say it's not a problem. Overwhelmingly, the voter fraud was taking place in big Democrat-run cities. An overwhelming 90% poll say voter fraud approve of voter identification laws that make certain every vote cast in the election for president and Congress is cast by a legal citizen who's eligible to vote. Let me explain what's going on here. There are two levels of operation. Rudy Giuliani and Gina Ellis, who's quite brilliant, are spearheading the operation in the states to get the state legislatures to consider the situation they're in. They're presenting endless affidavits and witnesses to voter fraud in the states, where the legislatures, by the Constitution, are designated as the entities responsible for determining how the electoral votes of the states will be cast. If a sufficient number of state legislatures decide to send electors for Trump because of the electoral anomalies in their states, then that's a situation in which Trump could prevail based upon the operation at the level of the states. Meanwhile, Sidney Powell, L. Lynn Witt, and others are working on bringing cases to the Supreme Court. It turns out that there is a constitutional issue here about the fact that the Democrat votes and the Republican votes were treated completely differently. That's a violation of the 14th Amendment, which it guarantees to every American equal treatment under the law. That manifestly did not happen here. What the Supreme Court considers is the constitutional issue of whether the variation in the way in which different Americans were treated with respect to their votes is sufficient to call for a nullification of the election under the 14th Amendment, which would lead to sending it to Congress for a resolution where the House would vote to decide on the president and the Senate the vice president. I believe this is how this election is ultimately going to be resolved, not by the court, but by the people through the legislatures, where each state in the House of Representatives is entitled to cast one vote. Meanwhile, some on the left are recognizing what's going on here, much to the dismay of their viewers. For example, CNN's far-left host Fareed Zakaria explained President Trump's path to re-election. Zakaria told CNN viewers, "Our elections are not simply a matter of whoever gets the most votes wins. There are legal and constitutional remedies that would enable Trump to stay in office without actually winning the vote. In other words, there are remedies for Trump to win if enough evidence is provided that a massive number of votes were negated by fraudulent or illegal votes, causing lawmakers to reconsider. The system of electing the president is complicated because it was not designed to be directly democratic. The Constitution calls for states to choose electors who in turn gather to vote for the president. Over time, states pass laws that ensure their state's popular vote would determine the electors, but those are laws, not a constitutional obligation." He explains a hypothetical situation whereby President Trump is leading in the election until mail-in ballots are counted and Republicans file suits objecting to tens of thousands of illegally cast votes in states, and Democrats file countersuits, essentially throwing chaos into the election. At that point, legislatures would choose the electors themselves. Here's the worry, he warns viewers. Of the nine states, eight have Republican-led legislatures. He's talking about the nine swing states. If one or more decide that balloting is chaotic and marred by irregularities, they could send what they regard as a legitimate slate of electors, which would be Republican. Democrats may object and file lawsuits. In some of those states, Democrat governors or secretaries of state could send their own slates of electors to Washington. That would add to the confusion, but that may well be part of the Republican plan. When Congress convenes on January 6th to tally the electoral vote, there would be challenges to the legitimacy of some electors. It's possible that some Republican members of Congress could decide that disputed states should simply not be counted. Where the state of Michigan, for example, is disputed, possibly neither candidate would get the 270 votes, causing a deadlock. At that point, the Constitution clearly directs that the House of Representatives votes to determine the presidential election, but it does so with each state casting a single ballot. Now, for the bad news for CNN viewers, Zakaria explains there are currently 26 state delegations that are Republican and 23 Democrats with one tie. So the outcome would be to reelect Donald Trump. So I predict that one or the other of these outcomes will result in Donald Trump being reelected to serve another 4 years, which will be greatly to the benefit of the American people, either at the state level, headed by Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, the state legislatures may decide to send their electors, which are obligated to do under the Constitution, to cast their votes for Trump as the most responsible response to the chaos in their states, or it will be resolved at the level of the Supreme Court, where the constitutional issue is that not all voters were treated equally under the law, which will lead the court, I believe, to nullify the election and send it to Congress for resolution. The president decided by the House of Representatives, each state having one vote, the Senate deciding the vice president, and thereby, since 26 state delegations are Republican, the vote will be 26-23 with one tied. That's how it appears this is going to play out. It's significant that the mainstream is now starting to acknowledge the reality, break it to Americans, who, some of whom, the smaller percentage, have been euphoric over Bush winning an election, where the actual count of the vote, which was being followed in real time by Donald Trump and his colleagues, led to an overwhelming election, re-election of Trump with 73 million votes, Biden getting only 23, very comparable to their Twitter following, where Donald Trump has over 90 million followers, Joe Biden about 16. No one under these circumstances would have thought Joe Biden would have had a ghost to a chance, and who's going to vote for defunding the police? When we come back, we'll follow up with further thoughts from Giuseppe. I'm so glad he's here today and glad to be with you right here on the Power Hour again.
On to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com.
That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Once again, this is Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel, and I'm so pleased to be here on the Power Hour once again. Some of you are going to have your mind boggled by what I'm about to report, but Giuseppe and I, when we covered the live debates, we were reporting how the Biden team already had the questions, how we had heard that Joe had had a skull implant so he could get information from off of the stage without having to wear a wire, but most importantly that a former member of the staff reported that the anti-dementia medication Joe Biden was taking induced dementia, so that the anti-dementia medication he was taking had the unfortunate side effect of incontinence. So that they'd actually had staff meetings debating what adult diaper he ought to wear that would be least visible through his clothing and crinkle the least when he urinated, leading me to conjecture that he has a life after politics making commercials for Depends. Well, when the Biden camp asked for breaks after every 30 minutes and the Trump denied, it was obvious that was so they could change Joe Biden's diaper. So they went with Plan B. They put out a guy who looks a lot like Joe, but isn't Joe Biden. He's some kind of actor, so that we have the difference between the real Joe Biden as a deep state traitor and pedophile and the actor Joe Biden, a comedy genius, secretly saving America. If you want to appreciate the visual evidence, go to my blog at jamesfetzer.org and you'll find it there. Meanwhile, if swirling in all of these conspiracies involving COVID and the election and the like and body doubles has opened your mind to the prospect, you may want to take advantage of the False Flags and Conspiracies 2020 virtual conference this coming weekend, 5 and 6 December, I've organized and will moderate, including 24 experts on events like JFK, 9/11, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, the 2020 election, the COVID-19 pandemic, the godfathers of sex abuse, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, staging hate crimes. Yes, they were staged. Jussie Smollett, George Floyd, Bubba Wallace, high-tech censorship, and much more. I have authorized a 50% discount for the meeting for those of you here on the Power Hour, cutting the pay-per-view from $100 to $50. Check it out. This may be the most important intellectual investment of time and money of your life. False Flags and Conspiracies 2020, 5 and 6 December. Use the discount code TPH. You can find it at the link falseflagconspiracies2020.com. falseflagconspiracies2020.com. Remember, the secret of freedom lies in educating people. The secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. And what you can do is record the show. You don't have to spend. I've got 12 speakers each day. Record the whole show. And then you can come back to it at your leisure. Remember, use a discount code TPH for the Power Hour at the link falseflagconspiracies2020.com, falseflagconspiracies2020.com. And among those speaking is my dear colleague here today, Giuseppe Vaffangulo. Giuseppe, take it away.
Jim, I must admit, when you first dropped the jaw-dropper about the Biden body double, I was like, oh, I don't know. But you were the first one to see it, and the comparative pictures. There's people on the Twitter now, a brilliant guy named Richard Reichel. I think he's a Brit or an Australian. But he's produced some stunning side-by-sides that show that the decrepit, fading, end-of-life, traitorous pedophile, the real Joe Biden, has been replaced by this this actor. It's just absurd. I mean, there was a movie many, many years ago with Kevin, and it was about, I think they called it Dave, and it was about a regular guy who looked exactly like the president, and he had to come and stand in for the president.
Right.
Oh, well, anyway.
Right. In my presentation, I'm not going to expose how they staged these hate crimes, but how Hillary Clinton also used body doubles, six or eight, including, believe it or not, I mean, you're just going to have your mind blown. During the national debates with Bernie Sanders and with Donald Trump, that was not Hillary Clinton. It was a younger, thinner, healthier, much more attractive woman than Hillary. But where they develop voice morphology to the extent that you can have a voice indistinguishable from Hillary Clinton. This guy seems to have a voice pretty much indistinguishable from Joe Biden, but the physical traits are very telling. He has a narrower skull. He has earlobes that attach directly to his skin. Joe Biden had earlobes that hang down because they curl up. He has brown eyes. Joe has blue. I mean, it's outrageous they should do this. And frankly, Giuseppe, it may be that their use of a body double for the debates would nullify the Democratic campaign and the president would be reelected by default. It's very interesting that Biden, this body double, may have just got an ankle bracelet. Listen, Joe Biden reportedly sprained his right ankle, and ankle bracelets are always fitted to the right foot with the inevitable boot. Why would Biden be walking? I draw on my 30 years in hospital administration to tell you a suspected foot fracture always requires a wheelchair. So was Biden fitted with an ankle bracelet while media covered the story as an injury in Great Falls Dog Park? And I remind you, this is not the real Joe Biden. This is the guy who participated in the debates. And you can find it on my blog. Check it out, jamesfetzer.org. I want your reflections, Giuseppe, about the enormity of the election theft. We've really seen nothing like it before in American history.
It is unprecedented, and it just shows the arrogance of the globalist parasites who have attacked the United States with this fifth generation warfare. We are at war with the globalist banks. That's the Capo di Tutti Capi, the captain of all captains in the mafia parlance, the Godfather parlance, And that is who is trying to destroy the sovereign republic of the United States and create and turn the United States into a true, Soviet-like vassal state, part of the North American Union, and migrated to digital currency, migrated to an oppressive social credit score, much the way China has got the boot on the throat of its population. And what's interesting, Jim, is you look at the way the machinations of how they are implementing the attack of the great COVID-19 scamdemic versus the outrageous theft of the presidential election, and they track very similarly, which is they set it up in advance. The COVID-19 goes back 10 years with Gates building his global empire, Gates the puppet of the globalist banksters, but really they really launched they somehow in their weird dark satanic deep secret society rituals, they always have to tell you ahead of time, like you and Ole Domegaard have always said. And they did that October of last year with Event 201, and similarly they did it with prefacing, oh my god, we have to do mail-in balloting because otherwise there'll be so much spreading of the sickness. Once again, foreshadowing how they were going to steal it. And what just blows my mind is, you know, since 2003, the great Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.org has been showing how every election can be stolen so easily via the Diebold machines. And the Diebold machines became so toxic they had to go to new companies. And what in the world is a Canadian company named Dominion doing having any involvement in the United States election process? It's ridiculous. And secondly, why in the world can't the leader, the so-called leader of the free world, the United States, have fair elections? Why can't we use a paper ballot with an optical counting system unattached to the internet, local at every voting state, polling place? And then you double count the optical numbers with physical people. And so you'd get an immediate tally that night, and then you reinstate exit polling, which is always accurate. And those three steps would guarantee every election to be fair and equitable. Why don't we do something that simple instead of creating this cloud-based system that is so easily hackable and twisting election results, which is literally just installed the globalist puppet, Joe Biden, the actor, in as the 46th president of the United States, unless somehow the patriots and the truth tellers succeed in the scenario you laid out, which is getting it to the Supreme Court and having it go to the states. I mean, that's the clear path for Donald J. Trump to achieve his second term, which he easily won. I mean, it makes my blood boil to see how obvious these globalists are in this five generation attack on our sovereignty. And it's just insane.
Does anyone in their right mind think that Joe Biden would draw more votes than Barack Obama? I mean, Barack Obama was attractive, articulate, intelligent, charismatic. Joe Biden is none of the above. It's ridiculous. He's a invalid hiding in a basement. It's stunning. Now, the president had the foresight to anticipate the attempt to steal the election. And he signed an executive order that applies to any foreign entity that attempts to intervene in an American election. You mentioned in passing that Dominion is based in Canada. Seidel is a Spanish-based firm that was used to tabulate. The servers were actually in Frankfurt, Germany, of all places. But this executive order, which falls within national security laws. I mean, it's utterly, completely authentic and legitimate, entitles the government to seize the assets of any company that was involved in interference with an American election, seize their assets, prosecute the individuals involved, and remarkably enough, and this shows how clearly he thought this through, it also applies to any efforts to give false reports about the election or to aid and abet the theft of the election by these foreign companies, which means that it has application to CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post. I dare say, Giuseppe, this is going to turn out to have been the greatest sting in the history of the world, where Trump, at a single stroke, practiced the art of war just as deftly as he has practiced the art of the deal by drawing his enemies into an elaborate trap where they gave themselves away, not knowing that he was using a supercomputer from the Department of Defense known as the Kraken, which can perform, get this, 1,000 trillion operations per second. 1,000 trillion operations per second to track all of the operations by the Dominion machines. They know everywhere every ballot went, when they were manipulated, how it was done. This is fantastic. So when Sidney Powell says, you know, drop the Kraken or release the Kraken, she's talking about this supercomputer and all the information it has, which means that the results are just stunning. Stunning, stunning. This is so brilliant, Giuseppe. I am in utter admiration for Donald Trump and the foresight with which he thought this through.
You know, Jim, it's amazing. It's like we're in a science fiction movie of two realities superimposed on each other. The reality you described, I hope, is the reality that wins. The other reality is the gaslighting, lying globalist media, along with the gaslighting, lying social new media, along with corporate leaders, along with too much of the federal government, all claiming that Donald Trump is out of his mind, Donald Trump is a sore loser, Joe Biden is giving press conferences with the placard president-elect, he's listed his whole cabinet, and they're acting as if he's going to be the next president. It is just bizarre to me that they are two completely different universes now superimposed on each other.
Yeah, yeah, you're making very nice points. I believe, by the way, Dominion took over Diebold, that Diebold became Dominion.
There you go.
And the solution is so obvious, just that we... after all, if they have to validate these tabulations by machines, which are so easily to hack by going back to hand counts and paper ballots, let's just go back to hand counts and paper ballots from the beginning. And then we don't have to wade through the morass of stolen elections because we will know they were authentic and legitimate from the beginning. So I say we got to return to paper ballots. Now, Sidney Powell has talked about the use of these Dominion machines in Venezuela. She has suggested that Hugo Chavez wanted them to be used in order for him to save his elections. I believe the situation is something more like the opposite, that the CIA wanted to use Dominion machines in Venezuela to defeat Hugo Chavez. That fits all the data. It appears that Gina Haskell, the current director of the CIA, was actually running the servers in Frankfurt, Germany, which were seized by special ops. They were on American territory. They're in the possession of the Trump administration. When Sidney talks about China being involved, however, I think she's absolutely spot on. Just today, we got a report, huge Dominion voting system patents given to China Bank, HSBC, as collateral in 2019 from the Investment Watch blog, a highly reliable source. So that's another way in which a foreign entity was involved here. I so admire this man and all the good he's doing for our nation. He's really putting America first. He's getting us out of foreign wars. All his most recent predecessors were all engaged in more wars. Trump has reduced them. Mattis, the former Secretary of State, frankly, it was very embarrassing for him to talk about dropping America first, because that's the key. Get this. Barack Obama, 2015, Syria, 2011, Libya, George W. Bush, 2003, Iraq, 2001, Afghanistan, Bill Clinton, 1995, Bosnia, 1993, Somalia, George H.W. Bush, 1991, Gulf War, Ronald Reagan, 1983, Lebanon. And Trump has wiped out ISIS, which, for those who missed the memo, ISIS was created in 2012 by John Brennan, the director of the CIA, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, and Barack Obama, president, to create a terrorist army to put pressure on the democratic government of Syria. Anyone who tells you we are in Syria to fight for democracy is talking through the hat. Syria is already a democracy. Bashar al-Assad is a democratically elected president of Syria. He enjoys the support of 80% of the Syrian people. When Michael Flynn, who is in the director of national intelligence, objected, they went ahead and moved forward with ISIS over his opposition. And John Brennan suggested to Barack Obama that he be fired, which Barack Obama obligingly did. He fired Michael Flynn because Michael Flynn opposed the creation of ISIS. If that doesn't tarnish your understanding of Barack Obama, I can't imagine what would. Barack Obama also nullified the Smith-Mundt Act of 1948, which precluded the use of the same techniques of propaganda and disinformation within the United States that were being used without by the Smith-Mundt Act, the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, just in time to bring us Sandy Hook, where Sandy Hook, like the Boston bombing, like 9/11, like JFK, will all be addressed at the conference on false flags and conspiracies to be held next weekend. I reiterate, go to falseflagconspiracies2020.com. Check it out. Remember, you now have a 50% discount if you use the code TPH for the Power Hour. Record the program. You're not expected to sit there for 12 hours Saturday and 12 hours Sunday. Record the program. You can go back and pick it out. Take out the parts you want to watch. Anytime you watch, you'll have it forever. This may be the most important intellectual investment of time and money of your life. I cannot recommend it strongly enough. I organize a conference. I'll be moderating the conference. And excellent people like my companion here today, Giuseppe Vavangula, will be speaking. Nick Klorstrom, the leading expert on the London 7/7 bombing, will be speaking. Dina Pollard-Sachs, who's an expert on the Godfathers of Sex Abuse. Dr. Catherine Horton, who's a leading expert on targeted individuals using directed energy weapons. Three of the best JFK experts in the world will be speaking. Ralph Sinclair, David Manick, and Larry Rivera. There will be a great deal about 9/11 and a host of others. Check it out. This really is something you don't want to miss. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. False Flags and Conspiracies 2020, next Saturday and Sunday, 5 and 6 December 2021. 2020, use the discount code TPH. falseflagconspiracies2020.com is the URL. Check it out. Review the bios, the photographs of all the speakers. You're going to be most impressed. Giuseppe, I'm so glad to have you here today. You have the last few words, my friend.
Well, I would suggest to everyone listening on the wonderful Power Hour Nation of myself, a longtime fan of the show, to avoid control by the globalists. Take control of your own health. Take control locally. You know, don't let an evil subhuman like George Soros decide who your district attorneys are, or pack your school board. I mean, they are attacking our way of life, and we have to band together and save this country.
Giuseppe, it's been such a pleasure having you here, and I'm so grateful to the Power Hour and to Daniel and to Catherine for getting us back on the air today. I say there's a great deal going on here. They're using the COVID to cow us into believing we should stop seeing our friends and relatives, giving up our traditions. They want us to abandon everything that makes our life meaningful. Don't let them do it. The agenda is to create a slave state where we give up all of our possessions in return for a guaranteed income and 300 square feet and a digital money supply, which they can alter and cut off anytime they like. This is about as outrageous as it could be. Find out everything you can about the Great Reset. There are quite a few articles about it on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. And God bless Donald Trump. God bless America. God bless Power Hour Nation.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.